When President Trump addressed the UN General Assembly today, he focused on the threats of terrorism, socialism, refugee crises. He called for a great reawakening of nations and took aim at the Iran nuclear deal.
The Iran deal was one of the worst and most one-sided transactions the United States has ever entered into. Frankly, that deal is an embarrassment to the United States, and I don't think you've heard the last of it, believe me.
Ali Velshi is MSNBC anchor and economics correspondent. He's also co-host of Velshi and Rule. Hi, Ali.
Hey, good to be with you.
So the nuclear deal essentially requires Iran to keep its uranium stores to non-weapons grade and allow monitoring, then be rewarded with lifting sanctions. Supporters say it contains Iran. Critics don't trust it. There's a deadline to extend the deal mid-October. What's your sense after today?
So these deadlines come up because the U.S. has to continue to recertify that Iran is doing that based on what an independent global commission says. And the commission keeps on saying that Iran is keeping to that part of the deal. So where Donald Trump and Rex Tillerson are going with this is saying that there is another part of the deal that implies that Iran has to be a good neighbor and has to not foment unrest in the Middle East. And that's what Donald Trump's argument is, that he may not certify that Iran is keeping up to its deal because of other things that Iran is involved in the region. So by the letter of the law, Iran does seem to be sticking to the deal. Donald Trump has for months now been looking for some reason to tell them they're not.
Yeah, well, the deal was supposed to work based on those sanctions. Did those sanctions work?
I would say it's the absence of the sanctions and the threat of new sanctions has been very influential in Iran. The sanctions that were lifted in order to make this deal had been crippling. It had caused remarkable inflation. People were very unhappy. Now Iran is doing business with companies from other countries and has got a taste of it. So to some degree, yes, the threat of reimposing sanctions would be frightening to Iran. But fundamentally, Iran knows that this agreement, the Iran deal, was not a bilateral deal between the United States in Iran. It was a number of countries acting on behalf of the United Nations. So it would be much harder than it appears to be for Donald Trump to pull the plug on this.
Well, I know I'm going to ask you to switch to politics for just a second. President Trump's language today, do you think the president and his people think that that threat will make Iran stop doing things like supporting the leader of Syria? I mean, what's the sense?
Yeah, no. I think the one really instructive thing about the Iran deal that was, you know, worked on for a few years is that none of this tough talk works on anybody. The sanctions, the economic sanctions, are what worked. Remember, there have been 35 years plus of sanctions on Iran that were not effective, and all of a sudden we pulled them off the SWIFT system so that they couldn't do bank exchanges and they couldn't use credit cards. That's what changed everything in Iran. And by the way, that's instructive for North Korea. So no, and Iran's president spoke to Lester Holt of NBC today and said, if America pulls out of this deal, why will anybody trust America in any other deals?
Right. Ali Velshi, MSNBC anchor, economics correspondent. He's also co-host of Velshi and Rule. Ali, thanks as always.
My pleasure.